Dangerous fires in California continue to burn, and firefighters there are now getting help from other states. Crews made some progress over the weekend on three huge groups of fires that are burning near the San Francisco Bay Area. But more summer heat and lightning strikes could complicate efforts. Joining us now is Daniel Berlant, Assistant Deputy Director at CAL FIRE. Chief, welcome back. So hundreds of fires are burning. They are threatening tens of thousands of homes and other structures. We actually spoke to you on Friday about this firefight, and you called it an uphill battle. How would you describe the situation today?
Well, we've continued to see a significant number of wildfires across the state. Fortunately, the weather has been cooperating with us. In fact, overnight, our temperatures were relatively cooler. We actually saw a little bit of rainfall. And even though we were bracing for additional lightning strikes overnight and into today, we didn't see as many as we had forecast. So fortunately, we are continuing to make good progress, and we have not seen that many more fires.
What additional resources is California requesting right now to fight these fires, and how are those requests being met?
Well, right now there are over 14,000 firefighters on nearly two dozen major fires, but we're continuing to lean on a number of our state partners around the U.S., specifically in the West, but we have requests out really for the entire nation. We have 78 fire engines on scene from Western states, and we have several hundred additional pending requests that we're looking for. We've also brought in the National Guard and even several National Guards from other states helping us towards this fight. But with the fact that historically it's September and October when we experience our largest and our most damaging wildfires, to have so many fires burn so many acres already, you know, this may be an unfortunate sign of what's to come.
You know, Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins said at a briefing today that one thing people can do who are not impacted by these fires is to support small businesses. Let's listen.
They've been hit hard by fires, floods, pandemic, and then now again, these mandatory evacuations. So I think the more that we can, you know, support local restaurants with takeout, the more we can purchase local gift cards, all of those kinds of things to get our economy back going. Because, you know, this is unfortunately when those small businesses make or break it is over the summer. And so having these impacts will be very substantial on our small businesses.
Chief Berlant, you know, I know that you all are so focused on fighting these fires, but what else can we do to help those being impacted by the fires there?
95% of the wildfires that we respond to in an average year are caused by the activity of people. And so it is so critical that our own residents and, you know, under other circumstances, when we have visitors from other states, we need everybody to take extra precautions outdoors to prevent sparking a wildfire. Most fires are preventable. And so while we are incredibly busy with Mother Nature sparked fires, we cannot afford one more fire.
You know, I'm also wondering how you and crews are holding up. This is all happening where you live, your loved ones live. We're in the midst of a pandemic. You all are trying to gain other resources. This is an unprecedented moment. How are you all doing?
Many of our firefighters have been on the front lines of fires for several weeks in a row. Even before this lightning siege occurred just over a week ago, we had been on several major fires down in Southern California. So many of our firefighters are being released from those other fires and moved up to fires in Northern California. So we are holding all personnel on duty. And so it has been definitely a very long start to the summer. As I mentioned, with really no end in sight and with us just getting really to the peak of fire season, you know, we are doing our best to ensure that our firefighters are motivated, that they have morale is well, because we are in for a long summer and a long fall.
You know, one last question for you. I mean, you all have so much that you're dealing with, but we're also reading reports of looting going on in fire evacuation zones near Santa Cruz. There have been several arrests already, but one person who'd had their wallet stolen was a fire commander working on a fire. I mean, this just complicates things for you all as people are kind of putting themselves in danger to be thieves, and all of this is coming at the same time. What's your message there to the public about this?
You know, regardless of your motives, whether you're trying to stay behind to try to protect your home, whether you're stubborn and don't want to evacuate, or whether you're a criminal and looking for an opportunity, at the end of the day, these areas are just too dangerous to be in, and we need people to stay away. Now, we work very closely with our law enforcement partners who bring in police and sheriff's department officials from all over the state to help ensure that the homes that are evacuated are secure.
Thank you so much. Daniel Burlett, Assistant Deputy Director at CAL FIRE. Thank you so much for your time. Stay safe.